Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Tuesday, April 23, 2024. For today's editorial. For a diverse, equitable and inclusive National Artist Awards. The time has come again for the National Commission on Culture and the Arts, NCCA, and the Cultural Center of the Philippines, CCP, to gather nominations for the National Artist Awards. The Order of National Artists is the highest recognition given to Filipinos who have made significant contributions to the development of our arts. The fields covered include music, dance, theater, visual arts, literature, film, and broadcast arts, architecture and the allied arts, fashion design. It is jointly administered by the NCCA and the CCP. It is a laudable program that is not without its share of controversies and omissions. One such omission is the few number of female National Artist awardees. Of the 70 National Artists of the Philippines, only 15 are women, making up less than one-third of the winners. And most of the female winners are concentrated in dance: Francisca Reyes Aquino, 1973, Leonor Arosa Gokinco, 1976, Lucretia Reyes Urchela, 1988, Alice Reyes, 2014, and Agnes Loxon, 2022. There are also four female national artists in music: Yavita Fuentes, 1976, Lucretia R. Quesalag, 1989, Andrea Veneracion of the Up Madrigal Singers, 1995, and soprano Fides Cuyugan Asensio, 2022. There are only two female national artists in film and broadcast arts winners in 2022, superstar Nora Aunor and film and TV director Mary Lou Diaz Abaya. There is only one female national artist in literature, the much-loved poet Dr. Edith L. Tiempo, who founded the Silliman National Writers Workshop with her husband, Dr. Edelberto K. Tiempo. There are only two female national artists in theater, Daisy Avellana, 1999, and Emilia La Peña Bonifacio, 2018. Saul Bacion Lim Higgins, popularly known as Slims, is the only female national artist for fashion design. There are no female national artists in the visual arts. This listing is important to honor the women who have made it to the exemplary list and also to point out the glaring omission of women. In literature alone, three female writers can be nominated: Merle Alunan, who did important work in Western Visayas literature and is a prize-winning poet, the late Luelati Bautista, who wrote feminist and popular fiction, and Linda Tai Casper, who wrote nationalist novels in English. The winners list should include more women. This will serve to acknowledge their talent, creativity and dedication, serving as a validation for their lifelong work and achievements. What are the other roles that national artists play? They are crucial in preserving and promoting Philippine culture and heritage. The award helps highlight the importance of preserving traditional arts and crafts, indigenous knowledge and cultural practices, as shown in the dances of Agnes Loxon. Moreover, the national artists serve as inspiration for aspiring artists, encouraging them to pursue their passion and excel in their chosen fields. Their stories of success and recognition inspire the next generation to strive for excellence. The award also enhances the Philippines' cultural diplomacy efforts by showcasing the richness and diversity of our arts and culture on the international stage. National artists become cultural ambassadors, representing the country and promoting understanding and appreciation of its cultural heritage worldwide. Being named a national artist ensures that the artist's legacy is preserved for future generations. It immortalizes their contributions to Philippine arts and culture, ensuring their work continues to be celebrated and studied long after they are gone. One proof of this is the continuing subsidy given by the NCCA to the publication of new works by national artists in literature. They published the novel of Justice by N. B. M. Gonzalez and Ang Hudhud by Virgilio Almario, edited by Romulo Bucquirin Jr. Other works by late or still alive national artists are also slated for publication. The award also instills a sense of national pride and identity by honoring those who have made exceptional contributions to the country's cultural heritage. It celebrates the uniqueness of Filipino artistry and fosters a sense of belonging and unity among us. And this makes it more imperative to name more women in this esteemed roster of national artists.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.